Welcome to our first work session on our budget. Today is revenue, finance department, general fund. Now, and good morning, Ms. Tidwell. Now, between this year's budget and last year's budget, I believe our revenue is down $1,400,000. So this budget, we are doing more with less. So let's look at the revenue. But let's sort of put our ground rules in place first. We can go along and adjust it as we go. Then at the end, we do a recap, go through it all, you know, on our adjustments we want to make. Then we have our first reading and second reading, so you're going to have basically multiple chances to change items here. And we'll start with Margarita Bell on the revenue. Good morning, Margarita. That's a lot of candy you have next to you.
Yes, I do.
Are you trying to sweeten us up for the revenue projections we're looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say good morning, everyone. And if you'll turn to your first tab, which is your revenue tab. And I want to start with saying that this revenue budget does not include the ordinance that's on the floor. So this is up. This is the amended budget up to the third budget amendment. I just want to make that point clear. As the mayor mentioned, you're starting off with a revenue of $48.1 million. As he stated, decrease from your amended budget, but I do want to state that it is $714,000 more than your original budget from last year. So even though it's a decrease from the amended, it is an increase from your original budget last year. So with that, if you'll go to page 3 of your revenue section, the first is your taxes. Your taxes are up by $1.15 million, and the reason for that is your property taxes. I used a 2.5% CPI, which is the semi-annual amount as of for 2024. That gave us 2.5% CPI. Okay. And that is the semi-annual state CPI. And that was a revenue of $658,000. You see bread tax increased by $600,000, but you'll see a slight decrease of $100,000 for tobacco tax. So those were the major changes in your taxes. Regarding charges for service, this was a decrease from the amended budget of $620,000, with the largest being ambulance. And as I mentioned earlier, this does not include the amendment that's on the floor. The amendment, budget amendment you have on the floor is going to reduce it by $200,000. And this is bringing it down by an additional $200,000. And that's mainly due to the types of runs you have. The more runs you have in Medicare, Medicaid, the more you have in disallowable amounts. This also reflects
down 200?
I say under the budget amendment, it's down by 200, but under this budget, it's reflected at $400,000 down.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I got that backwards.
Thank okay. you. Yep, no problem. And
our questions. Let's go through it, and then we'll ask.
We can ask them by categories if you have questions on the taxes, or we can do it after the full presentation. Under garbage collection, that looks like a decrease of $110,000, but if you recall, that third budget amendment still had the full cost from our original budget from 2024. So any questions so far?
Ms. Sprinkle and Mr. Clayworth.
Why the change? I mean, what's the copy charges? Why are we doubling? What's happening there?
What do you mean? Copy charges doubling?
Yeah, what's happening?
It is using the status, but that line item probably could go down because I think we are seeing more online, people pulling things online.
Okay. I'm going to ask about motor vehicle accident revenue. Why is that gone?
That fee was removed by council.
Okay. I don't remember that. And the fire inspection fees, that seems really, it's swinging a lot.
If on this budget amendment, we are bringing that down by 10,000. It was a new budget category revenue that we added at the request of the chief, a former fire chief, I should state. And we weren't sure how much was coming in for that type of inspection. So we kind of broke out the building and the parts that they do. And so this is really kind of reflecting what's actually occurring on that line item.
Okay, and last but not least, the garbage collection. Back to that, we were not allowed to bring it to the real price because of code.
Correct.
But are we doing it here now?
No. This, if you had the fourth budget amendment, it would show an increase and not a decrease.
But that's not bringing it up to where it needs to be?
No, if we had charged the garbage in the year, there was 1 year that we did not charge the CPI and the increases in the landfill charges, the bird tipping fees.
Yes.
And because we didn't do that, we are now below the full cost.
And we can't do catch up.
No, we cannot catch up. So that's why it's not quite at full cost.
Thank you. I thought maybe the borough dropped their price.
No, they did not.
No, what's in your coffee this morning?
They did not.
The girl can hope.
And you'll
give her some sweets, Lonnie.
You'll see the expenditure side when the public works do their presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Any other questions?
Mr. Clayworth.
Margarita, and the property tax.
Yes.
You said 2.5. You're mm-hmm. also including the new construction estimate?
Yes,
in that?
That includes new construction. And that is estimating that assessments would remain the same as well.
Okay.
Even though we know that assessments probably more than likely will increase.
And as we go through the budget, are you going to be handing out the sheets, year-to-date sheets?
You have those sheets within your binder. If you go to the last tab of your book, you'll notice it says year-to-date report. So those sheets are within your book.
I did not see that. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Mr. Marney.
So back to the room tax. So is this the 30% plus the 50-50?
This includes all room rental taxes. This is the full amount. You'll see the city portion when we go to general account. You'll see that breakout. You'll see the portion that goes to agencies, what portion is going to for room rental projects, and then the other amount just falls to the bottom. Yeah,
this is
so
our
you're
gross.
Looking at the full revenue.
Yeah, this is the gross on it, not the net.
Yeah, because they were talking, I attended the board of directors meeting yesterday, and they were their numbers show like $1.2 million
right.
is what the city's going to get.
They're estimating the higher.
Okay.
Usually it's the opposite. Usually I'm estimating higher than they're estimating. But I'm estimating at $5 million and they are estimating higher.
Thank Mr. Ringstead.
That's almost
the
15%, right?
Yeah.
Go up $600,000?
Oh, yes. Yeah, but this year, if I had the fourth budget amendment in there, we were at 4.9 for this year, for 2024.
So that won't be quite so significant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Thank you.
Continue on, Margarita.
Okay, under intergovernmental revenues, this one you see a drop of over $1 million. And one of the reasons for that drop is municipal assistance. If you recall last year when we did the budget, it was at 85,000, and then later in the year we learned that, you know, it will be appropriated, that the governor put more into the permanent fund There were some changes in the way he structured the municipal amounts, and therefore we received more. They're not anticipating it. Lobbyist is not anticipating it for this budget cycle at this time, but we don't know if there might be a change in that number in the middle of the year. The second one is the SEMP payment. And I know we've talked about how the runs have increased, the ambulance runs, but In our SEMP report for the last report, we showed a drop in the Medicaid runs by 10%. And that is the amount that the SEMP funds are reimbursing. We had more runs, and because we had more ambulance runs, but they were not all Medicaid runs, it dropped that percentage. And that payment is based on a percentage of runs. So hopefully that makes sense. Last year, we were at 1.7, and we had a 36% of the runs. This year, because we had more runs and less in and the same amount in Medicaid, but because we had more, that dropped our percentage down, which dropped that amount down, and that was a $586,000 difference. So that was a big hit for the city.
So with what we've done for private ambulance, was that considered in this new number?
This has nothing to do with the private ambulance. Mm-hmm. The ambulance services under charges for service would be reflected in that. So, and we have dropped that at $2 million. So we'll see what happens with that number.
So we are considering a drop in that revenue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on?
Mr. Intergovernmental.
Yeah, one more on the property tax.
Our
2023 audited was 16.9, and we're going down. What has happened there? I'm not following why we would actually be going backwards on that.
Part of your the reason why there was a drop from 16.9 is because you gave exemptions, residential exemptions. When we removed the cap, we also added in some residential exemptions, and so when that came into place, that did affect the numbers.
Age based on.
Well, you gave a $50,000 exemption.
I should remember that.
Yeah. When you removed the cap, it was like, let's remove the cap from the 4.9, and then let's do the bring in the exemption. And I'm going to take a look at.
So did the tobacco tax decrease that also?
No, it would stay the same. And normally you would see where it would stay the same. As far as when you're looking at your mill levy, and you can, and I see why your question is coming in is because normally whatever you put, that's your basis. Whatever you tax the prior year, that's your cap. And then you can only increase it by CPI. You can also increase it by new construction. Those are the two that you can add. But then when you did the residential exemptions, that reduced the amount that you had from one year to the next, because now you had larger exemptions when you removed that.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Remind me again, are marijuana taxes the only thing that are outside of cap?
Correct.
Okay.
And we have to keep that in line with what the borough has.
Why?
That when we did the went to the voters, that was a part of the vote.
If we can go up to, I believe, 6%. If the borough, we changed it twice. If the borough charges more, then they collect the revenue and give it to us. As long as we're equal with the borough, then we collect it.
Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Cleworth, I'll get further information for you on that.
Okay, yeah. I guess I didn't realize the magnitude of that thing. Mm-hmm.
Right up here. So the exemption was in Proposition B up there. Those two props were tied together, if you remember the cap and the exemption.
Who proposed that?
Aaron did. Yeah, Aaron did, that's right. Can you please believe people would vote to decrease their taxes?
But it removed the cap.
It's a good thing for the taxpayers.
Yeah.
And you also did some changes.
We're doing more with less, okay? We're doing more with less.
You also did changes in your CPI, because the year that we had an 8.1% CPI, you reduced it to 7.5%. Okay, so any other questions? We're ready for licenses and permits.
Mr. Clear, with your speakers on, is there a question?
No, it just likes to be on.
He knows it's coming.
I appreciate it.
He knows it's coming.
I appreciate his proclivity to be on.
Okay, so under licenses and permits, there are minor changes. There is a decrease of $186,000, and a lot of it is projections from the building department on permittings based on what they know to date, as well as I get most of this information from the clerks and from the building department, and this is their best estimate on the information that they have at that time. Fines and forfeitures,
I would like to ask questions about special event fees. That's a separate thing from the 7% we give.
Yes, that is.
And that, I forgot what this covers.
Those are, the clerk, I think I see her shaking.
That's just our revenue that we get from our licensing fee to obtain a special event permit.
Okay, so just, okay. In general, if we're chasing down abatement or properties that are a problem and hoping people were going to fix their places up, I'm just confused why we wouldn't think to see a little more in permits.
What was that last part of the question there, Sue?
Well, why would we not see permit numbers go up if we're going to have people working on their houses, if we're working with the abatement folks too.
And this is a slight increase, Mayor, if you recall, from building department
those
estimates.
Those fees are under your building permit fees, your residential, your commercial, your mechanical, things like that.
Well, but some of these are going down.
Mm-hmm.
But why would they if we're going to see
You're having less construction, less permit fees coming in. That was their estimate.
And if you
Doesn't make sense.
We didn't increase it, it's actually less of what they project based on the constructions that they have, that they know of. So this is an increase.
They every year they pull out the Ouija board, see what they believe is happening. They call around to different contractors, see what's going on being built, and then they do an estimate. And
I get that, but if in fact we as a city are saying, Jared, chase around some of these properties, which we have many of, wouldn't that push some of this, you know, wouldn't you need a building permit or two to fix some of these things up?
To knock something down?
No, we're also encouraging people to fix things, right?
Right. But I think Ms. Sprinkle is, if we were looking at the numbers prior to that consideration, it would be lower than this, is what we're saying based on what we know in construction.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm good with that, but I'm hoping and that'll
change. And it is something that we look at throughout the year, and as I do that fourth budget amendment, we adjust for those things that, because sometimes people hold it close to them on what they're going to do throughout the year. So we there might be a big project out there that they're not aware of yet until that company is ready to disclose that information.
Ms. Sprinkle, on the 14th of November, we will have Christoph here from the building department. These are great questions to ask him.
Okay.
So we can satisfy that thought.
Okay. Thank you.
And from there, you might want to make some adjustments.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Under fines and forfeitures, you will see no change except for just some shifting in line items within the budget. And under interest and penalty, the biggest change was under interest on deposits. And we're seeing slight changes, decreases in interest percentage. We did do some things that we hope will improve that number. And so that is reflected in the amount that you have before you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, Valerie.
Back to fines and forfeitures. It looks like we're anticipating another $50,000 for moving traffic violations.
Yes, and that's the police department hire an officer that his sole function, or parts of his, majority of his job would be to do the traffic unit portions of his position, the traffic units.
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, the police department, you're having people retire. We're still growing, and we have one person finally dedicated for that, for the revenue. Margarita, would you continue, please?
Under rental and lease, you'll see just a slight change in that, and that's mainly to do with the Boys and Girls Club that we mentioned, and we have a budget amendment that will make that really zero. These are based on contracts. Under other revenues, it's just the decrease in the miscellaneous revenues. We had a GVA rebate this year. We may or may not see one next year. And under financing sources, the largest change that you're seeing is it doesn't reflect, this budget does not reflect any council transfers to the permanent or capital fund. And that's the reason for that increase.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I'm just looking at the abatement recovery. Again, if we've got our new employee, would that not be, or is that again another question to ask? Well, he doesn't work for the...
Well, abatement recovery is, we don't know when we'll see it. This is when we've done abatement.
This is for the lien?
Yes, okay. This is for the lien. So this is an unknown. Okay. So we don't know when we will see a payment on an abatement lien.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll adjust it on the fourth budget amendment if we do receive funds throughout the year.
Thank you.
Okay. And that concludes for me the revenue. Any questions, changes?
Okay. Again, I encourage you to meet with Margarita individually if you have any thoughts or questions later on throughout this process. And so with that in mind, we're going to go to the finance department.
I was going to ask if it's okay with the council if we could go to general, because that's another broad topic, if that's okay with the council. Okay, and so the general account, it's going to be your eighth tab. And it provides general government services to all departments, and it is a cost center. And the majority of the expenditures in this under this department is the distribution to room rental distribution is under this. It pays for mostly your utilities and some other maybe general costs that we have across the board. And one of the things I do want to call to your attention, behind the mayor's letter, and behind the mayor's letter, you'll see the resolution for our goals. And behind that letter is you'll see the mayor letter. And then behind the mayor's letter is the resolution for the statement of objectives and goals. And behind that is the performance measures for 2024. It's a colored document. So you will see reports from all the various departments, and they will be referencing them throughout their presentation. And if you go to the third page of that facing you, there's a report on the general account. And where we are today, whether we failed or there's no progress, whether we're in progress or whether we accomplished it. And regarding the general account, as you can see, we kind of failed where it came to our number of of OSHA. Our goals were OSHA claims and workers' comp claims. We didn't quite make our goal for that section. And when it comes to our utility, we are doing well with that. We still are under $10 as far as our utility costs for facilities. And we are still pending regarding the number of agencies. That's our goal, to kind of spread that economic development through the discretionary grant. We'll get a feel for whether or not we achieved having more agencies eligible for that funding. We'll have a better feel of that next week. So I just wanted to call that section to your attention. If you'll come back with me to the...
Go ahead, yeah.
So we'll fill in the fourth quarter with new color at some point?
Yes, once the fourth quarter is completed, which would be December 31, okay. We'll be in our fourth quarter. That's when we'll complete the report.
And so you're bringing us to review this to then talk about the general account? I'm just trying, what's the...
Right, to see the general account. And just to bring to your attention that this document is in your budget book.
Okay.
And that as departments present, they will be referencing this maybe directly or indirectly at some point in time. So it's more for your information.
Ms. Therrien?
At this point in time.
Back to page 51. The room tax projects, is that the money that we give out as grants?
The room tax project is a 7%. That the council, when the council did some changes in the appropriation of room rental tax, they gave the city 23% for general purposes, administration, and our portion. They gave 7% for room rental project. They gave up to 2.2 to explore Fairbanks with the 50% of any excess. And they also gave the $600,000 in direct, or with $400,000 of that being discretionary fund. So that 3.15 it includes Explore Fairbanks, Fairbanks Fedco, Golden Heart Plaza, and discretionary grants.
Mr. Ringstead.
I wasn't done.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Valerie.
So, since we're getting more money from them, shouldn't that number increase? It's only increasing 200,000.
Well, this is just a portion of the funds that are designated. Okay. The portion that remains with the city is in the bottom line and can be used for any, we use it more for probably general government areas, your public safety. It's just spread to the bottom line, used for all departments.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Ringstead.
Margarita, your 5351 account, medical.
Yes.
Is that all of our medical, or do as we go through departments where we have employee benefits, are there medical costs in that?
No, a large piece of this account number covers, we covered the insurance for the Brandt families in there, and physicals for fire department is a large piece of that number.
But we're basic required to provide employee medical is in their benefits.
Their medical department. That you see in the department is really healthcare. That's their healthcare premium. But we're also required to do physicals. It's drug testing is also in that line.
So that stuff doesn't show in the employee benefit piece.
No, it does not. Not this piece of it. No, the physical, and it covers drug testing and insurance.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I'm excited to see that we've dropped costs for street lighting, although Victor might be upset. I just wonder, is that because electric has gone down? I can't see.
No, some of the decreases that you see within this department, overall it had a decrease of $100,000. And a lot of the major changes within this budget were decreases or increases resulting from a review of historical cost within some of these line items in the budget, or if you see increases, especially in utilities, it's because we received a notice that there would be utility increases. The other pieces of it that you're seeing, of course, is the increase in due to code requirement under regarding room rental taxes.
And lastly, the Emergency Service Patrol, glad to see it here. And this is with the mind that we might do what we're planning to do. Those are the estimated
this
costs.
Is based on the old model. And this also includes, this is less the amount that we get from the borough, $25,000. And then the amount that we anticipate from Downtown Association, which is $75,000.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Marnie.
So back to medical. Do we get an insurance break by doing these drug testing?
I don't think so. I don't think we do.
I know in the private sector they do.
I don't think it is coming.
Mr. Sanders, could you answer that?
I mean, just going off of our last insurance costs, I don't think we got a break on anything. It went up pretty substantially.
So what department? Is it just Public Works that has to comply with this?
No. I'll let Jake.
So actually, code requires that we drug test all employees when they're hired.
When they're hired.
Mm-hmm. And then there's randoms that are required by DOT regulations for our Public Works group with CDLs.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on the general account?
Mr. Cleworth.
Under trainees, I noticed year to date we're at 43,000. And I cheated and looked ahead at the communication center, and the trainee budget there is gone, I see.
That is why this amount is at the amount that we have for budgeted, because we removed it out of the communication center, because last year when we did the 2024 budget, we had an amount in trainee for a building, we had it in legal, and we had it in communication center, FECC. And then after we reviewed all of those budgets, then we decided to create a trainees amount, create this new line item to cover for those types of costs. And so this year in this budget, I just merged everything into one department instead in this general account to count for any trainee throughout the city.
This is, okay. And follow up on that before all the hands go up. On electric, our year to date is 379. That's as of, what's the cutoff?
That is as of August. Are behind in, the GVA did some change in their system. And when they upgraded their system, there was a delay in billing. So we're beginning now to catch up on the cost of that.
Okay.
Ms. Brinkle, then Ms. Therian.
Or we can discuss it.
Yeah, we looked at abatement, and we had a $250,000 amount. We only used $32,000. Yeah, we had good discussion on that. And then we thought we will know from May through September how we're doing. And if we have to, we can come in and do a budget adjustment for that. But we did so good with it this year, I thought reflect it in this budget.
Make sure we don't tire.
We're not tying our hands at all. Mm-hmm. Not with abatements, that's for sure. Ms. Therian.
Doing emergency services patrol, should we either change this title or put it in the mayor's budget? Because I think it belongs somewhere else now.
Yeah, if we have agreed to make that change and structure, then yes, we will. We can reflect it now within this budget, or we can keep it there. I don't know if the mayor wants to address it with his budget tomorrow, whether or not there was a definitive decision.
Good question. Let me think about that.
And putting it in your budget does what?
It's under our under my operation, my review.
As opposed to just sitting in the general fund?
General, yeah.
All right.
And upon reflection, Mike has put a lot of work into this, so it probably should come under the mayor's budget. Just thinking about it. Good call. Yeah, good call, Ms. Therrien.
Should we make an amendment now, or?
I'll make that.
You know, why not? We need to make an amendment.
You can also put it under the grant fund.
Yeah, Ms. Therrien, do you want to make an amendment on this?
Yeah, I'll move that 7215 Emergency Services Patrol goes under the mayor's budget.
I'm recommending.
Okay.
In the past, I would make changes if everyone was in agreement. Otherwise, we would wait until it's on the floor. Is that still the feel of the council to make that change?
I think everyone here wants to do that, so let's move that line item now. And then we can show it in the final budget, and if anything needs to be changed, then we can do that. Anything else on general? Okay, we will move on to finance department.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, yeah.
I don't know if we're even going to keep a finance department now.
Yeah.
It's Halloween.
So if you would go to your sixth tab, and if you'll start with me on page 35, under your sixth tab. Of course, the mission is effective and efficient use of city resources, and the department is responsible for the preparation of the budget as well as the management of the budget. I'm always constantly looking at the numbers. I'm making sure that the departments are spending as stated within their budgets. We're also responsible for audit preparation, accounting, general billing, utility billing, payroll, accounts payable, grants accounting, internal controls, and just managing a myriad of the various laws, federal, state, and local, within the bounds of all our transactions. And regarding 2024, just to talk about some of our accomplishments in 2024, we did receive the certificate and audit as well as budget. I do want to state that we were specially recognized for our strategic plan, thanks to Mike Sanders, who kind of led all the departments through strategic planning, and our long-range financial projection plan was also specially recognized in our budget. And that's a national recognition. It's a reference that they do nationally to when agencies are looking for examples on how to do things. And so I give kudos to our finance committee for that. So we did achieve that. One of the objectives that I had last year, a performance measure, was to reach out to UAF. I did get an opportunity to speak at UAF. They re-invited me to speak again. I was surprised. So I was glad to reach out and talk to accounting students at UAF about opportunities in accounting. And so just kind of a broadening horizon said, hey, we're here, governmental accounting. So I'm hoping that I have encouraged some of the students there to look towards governmental accounting. We provided training, which was a part of our goals for 2024. So we have done that, and we're still continuing to do that this quarter. Some objectives I wasn't quite, didn't meet my goal, and that was budget amendments. I don't know what I was thinking, that we could just survive with two budget amendments in a year. I have changed that for my 2025 goal to four budget amendments. And we were also shooting for doing paperless accounts payable, paperless, going paperless. We weren't quite successful, but you will also see that in our 2025 goals. and with the hopes of getting it done by 2026. It was more in depth than we thought that it would take. Regarding 2025, if you'll go with me to pages 36 and 37, looking at our 2025, most of our objectives are the same with the exception of objective 6, which is working from home. And we felt and we meet as a staff to kind of look over our objectives. We make some changes and what we feel are our weaknesses, which is the page that you look before that. And we felt that that was something that we needed to keep in the forefront to be able to work from home, and that we probably needed to do some test runs quarterly, like send half the staff home, work from home that day, just to make sure we keep those skills up. And the most interesting part of it is we were talking about it in a staff meeting, and then at Monday we had a snowstorm. And so some of us couldn't get out, so it was good that we were doing that because payroll was able to keep moving and reviewing payroll and things like that. So we are going to keep that on now as an objective for next year. We also want to start working in 2025 on developing videos. We have teams. And so we thought if we can get the team rolling and start videoing as people work and share their screen and just do the job, then that will help us when we have new staff and helping us with cross-staffing. So those are some of our goals for next year that we plan that are slightly new from what we've done before. We still want to work at getting the certifications, reaching out to different groups and keeping those connections. So those are things we want to keep on as a part of our objective. If you'll turn with me to page 38 and 39.
Ms. Therian first.
So does all your staff have computers at home that interface with the office?
Yes. All staff, when we get new staff, we have computers that they can take home and connect from work from home. When COVID hit, that was one of the things. When we started hearing about COVID, we started working, making sure staff in finance get computers, that they have access to work from home. That's how we went totally 100% paperless with payroll at that time. We were worried about how do we get payroll paperless. And that was when we started working on that. And so when it really hit and the cities, I guess you can say Alaska kind of shut down, we were fortunate to be at a position where we could work from home. We started working on some of our laptops were rinky dinky, but we were able to get it done.
The snowstorm hit. Everybody at home had their own computer, or they had to bring it from the office?
They have a computer that they are instructed to keep at home.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a city computer that they keep at home. And that's our goal is for them to practice with that, because you can sit at home and you can forget your passwords and all of that. And that's our goal for making sure that they stay up to date on it every quarter, because we did have a few little snafus, but the IT department was able to help and get through it.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I'm not sure if it would be for finance or for clerk, but I feel like what we did to change credit card fees and banking fees was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of our goal, but I don't see it listed anywhere. Is that
it isn't listed, but you're right, it probably should have been a goal for general account. That's where the fees are for that.
Anyway, I'm just throwing that in to you know, clap for ourselves. That was really, really, there's real numbers behind that.
Yep, that is true.
So whatever that means.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay, and if there are no questions on the objectives, page 38 and 39, we are a staff. Our department has 7 full-time staff, and we do have temporary workers, and we appreciate that because they do come in at some critical time within our office when we need that additional staff. We have two CPAs, the CFO and the controller are CPAs. We have two CPA candidates. Our grants and contracts manager is a CPA candidate, as well as we have an accounting specialist. We have four accounting specialists that targets main areas. We have one in payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivable for utility billing, and accounts receivable for general billing. And the general billing staff is the one that handles the sales tax reports. Except for the CFO, which was a recent change, all other staff are under IBEW. You will see within our budget this year that it includes a 3% CPI with $2,400 and health care, and that's for both group. I am proposing a step increase for our controller who will hit the five-year mark this year.
Mr. Ringstead.
Yes.
Is that a regular crew that you use, or is it different people?
I am fortunate that I have retirees who comes back, and I have one that comes in the summer, and she helps with small claims. That's a very intense process that is very difficult for us to get to throughout the year. And in the winter time, during the times when we're getting ready to close out the books and start the audit, I'm fortunate to have another retiree that comes in and helps with that function.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ms. Sprinkle.
When we have the outside auditor come visit with us every year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so is that cost in here somewhere?
It is. It's under general account, under professional services.
Oh, okay, general account.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on personnel?
I'll make a comment that when you do have an opening, you fill it real fast. So that must mean a lot that your employees.
Yes, thank you.
You run a good department.
Oh, thank you. We did have a change in staffing. Our payroll staff, she was military, and they transferred, they PCS to Colorado. So one of the staff in the office filled that position, and we do have a new staff in the office. She was a finance manager for a nonprofit that's doing our general billing for sales tax. So thank you, Mr. Marnie, for that comment. Okay, if there are no other questions on personnel, if you'll go with me to page 40 and 41. The majority of our cost increases that you see, which is about a 2.3% increase, due all solely to wages, salary, and benefits increases. I requested a decrease of $500 in dues and publications because I wanted to beat Mr. Cleworth so he wouldn't take another $1,000 from me, which I don't remember last year's budget, but yes, I do. He took $1,000 from that line item.
Long so memory there, Margarita. Oh, Mr. Cleworth, is there anything you want to do to our budget right now?
No, just the lesson learned. You don't take any money out of her department. It'll be remembered Margarita the rest remember. Of your life.
I couldn't believe it. He took $1,000 from me last year, but this year I took $500, and the mayor reduced our travel budget down to $10,000. And the impact of that would be that we will not be able to send two people to national and state conferences. But we will be able to make sure that we achieve the CPE requirements of maintaining our licenses, and we will make sure that at least we have some representative at either conference.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Are either one of those something they could attend virtually?
No, they don't offer them virtually. The conferences that we attend, and they are Government Finance Officers Association conferences.
Again, council, this is your budget. You can take stuff out, you can put stuff in, depending what you want to do. And that was taken out by our chief of staff, actually. In their little fights, squabbles.
Every department was touched. We were all making sacrifices to make it a good budget.
But I think we will be fine. We'll be able to maintain the training that we need. Are there any questions regarding the finance department? I do have a great team. They are great to work with. They're very passionate, and you will find that we do our best to stand by all of the standards that we have in front of us, accounting standards, our internal controls, our policies and procedures, our city codes, our federal laws, and our state laws. We have to follow a lot of rules, and we do our best to follow them. And our goal is always to have an audit to you by May 31st that is clean with no findings and a budget that is ready to go and for approval by December 15th. And that's all I have.
That's our wrap for the day. So we're adjourned.